Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
Pick up your pain, brush your pain, express yourself in high pain. Dance your dance, ain't true. Go for your dream, they will too.
If you wanted to put a label on the music of New Orleans native John Batiste and his band, you might come up with some long, hyphenated term like jazz swing funk fusion.
But Batiste prefers another name, social music.
Everybody
Batiste and his band Stay Human like to be social. They perform just about wherever they can, from the street to a crowded subway car to Carnegie Hall. And this Friday, they'll be performing at the Newport Jazz Festival in Newport, Rhode Island.
They joined us in our studios back in April when Batiste told us about Social Music, which is the title of their debut full-length album.
Social music is music for people to listen to and dance, cry, laugh, you know, as long as you ain't hurting nobody and it's all within the creative context. It's music to be shared.
Yeah.
And it comes from all different influences, and it's really just about bringing people together.
Yeah. And you like to bring it to people wherever they are.
That's right.
I mean, including on a crowded subway car.
Yeah, you got to bring the music to people because some people don't have the access to it, you know, be it financially or exposure to the music or what have you. You know, they just don't ever get exposed to it. So.
Yeah.
We got to bring the music to them.
Now, I read that social music is a response to the way your generation listens to music today.
That's right.
So explain that a little bit.
Well, we're in an era that's marked by instant access to information at the touch of a button, mass communication. And culturally, we're more integrated than we've ever been in history of the world. So now, music always reflects the culture that it comes from. Mm-hmm. And now that everything is coming together, I feel like the music that people want to listen to, and artists, I feel like we really haven't figured out how to react to all of this yet, but the music that people listen to, even on their iPod, goes from genre to genre, style of music, era to era, and people don't even think about it.
Mm.
So a genreless style of music that isn't biased to any sort of one music tradition or another, but it's more about drawing from everything.
Right, so no boundaries.
Just complete freedom.
Yeah.
The music all comes together.
Nice. That's a nice idea. So tell me about these love riots, what you do to sort of send this social music out. What are these love riots?
Love riots are what we consider to be the moment that happens when you have all of these people in one place, and maybe they know each other. A lot of times they don't. But for whatever happened, the musical experience brought them together. And there's a kinetic energy, and everybody just kind of celebrating, and there's this cathartic release that seems like it could go on for hours and hours, and usually it does.
Well, that sounds great. That's the way. Well, listen, John Batiste, I know you've got, there's a lot I want to ask you about. I know you're from New Orleans, you've been trained in New York musically. I want to talk to you about all of that, but how about a love riot right now here in the Radio Boston studio? What are you going to do for us?
We're going to do Why You Gotta Be Like That.
Why You Gotta
right
Be Like
on
That.
Right on it, fellas.
All right. John Batiste, here we go. And
one,
his band,
two,
Stay Human.
Three, oh. I can't give you anything but love. But you don't want none of the above. And I try to give you everything I've got. But you want more than I can give, and no, I'm not, no.
Why you gotta be, why you gotta
you play be with
like
my
that,
heart, babe.
Why you gotta be, why you gotta be, why you,
you tell my
be?
World apart.
You play with my heart so bad.
Why you gotta be like that?
Ooh.
Why
Why you gotta be like that?
No, 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 no.
Why you gotta be like that?
Baby, it's all right.
Come on, baby.
Oh. Why you gotta be like that? Why you gotta be like that? Why you gotta be like that?
It's all right. She put the old man down in his place. Hot dog, kick him down, dirty man. Oh, what a disgrace. And I tried to give you everything I've got, but you want more than I can.
Right, that's John Batiste and his band Stay Human performing their song "Why You Gotta Be Like That." Gentlemen, you have a great energy that just pours out of you. I got to say, congratulations! It's so much fun.
Thank you.
Being up close to this great music, John. Let me ask you a little bit about how you got started. You've got musical roots, deep musical roots in New Orleans, a family that is rooted there musically. Tell us about your musical upbringing in New Orleans.
Absolutely, I grew up in a musical family. My father is a musician. I have seven uncles, and there was a band that they formed about 40 years ago or more in New Orleans, the Batiste Brothers Band. And that was my first exposure to music. I have many cousins that play music. So I didn't even know about studying music or being a professional musician. It was just something that was around. I guess it was in the atmosphere, so to speak.
You just inhaled it.
Yeah. It was just, you kind of become a musician, I think, because it's in your heart and you love it. But I was always around it and I loved it, but I didn't think, I'm going to be a musician until I was in New York. And I was 17, I moved to New York 2004 to form the band, and at that point I was doing it, so that was kind of my beginnings.
So the roots in New Orleans, but New York must have opened you up to a whole bunch of new sort of musical influences and musical ideas to draw on.
It's a global city.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on there. And if you talk about social music, think about 160 cultures in one place on top of each other. And it's in that kind of mix, that mashup, so to speak, is something that's definitely influenced the sound.
John Batiste and his band Stay Human performing in our studios back in April. They'll be performing this Friday at the Newport Jazz Festival. A lot more information at RadioBoston.org. And we'll end today's program with their song, People in the World.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.
Everybody talking about Obamacare. Yeah. We can fix it all if we just learn to share. Yeah. Give what you have to the brother that's in need. Provide for your sister too. We can all succeed.
The people in the world today.
Let's pull it back.
Loving is the only way.
Let's pull it back further now.
People in the world today.
I won't pull it back now.
back never for now.
People in the world today.
I want one more time for the people in the Boston and I'm
loving.